Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. It is Doctor's Day in Ontario. So have you said thank you to your doctor, if you have one, lately? And if you go to the Ontario Medical Association website, there's a big caption that says, "Gratitude speaks louder than words," and it asks you to select an emoji to say thanks. Well, we have something that may be even better. And I have to say, frankly, I've got quite a few doctors to thank, and I try to keep up with that, and none more so than Dr. Malcolm Moore, because he was my doctor when I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and things did not look good, and he figured out a treatment that was not standard and that worked. So thank you again, Dr. Moore. And he gives back to us because our audience will know him. He's a member of our medical record panel every Wednesday. But all those new and breakthrough treatments come from research. And parenthetically, Zoomers are often looking for volunteer jobs, and Dr. Moore is looking to recruit people in the community to help with some research project. So, Malcolm, first of all, hi. Thanks for joining us and happy Doctor's Day.
Doctor's Day.
Every day is Doctor's Day, Libby, but thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, so I thank you, but what have you got? As I said, a lot of Zoomers are looking for volunteer jobs. It's a lot like having your old job, you have to find a fit. It's not always that easy, but it's been proven that doing volunteer work helps you, may even keep you living longer. So what do you have for us?
Okay, so I think that, just to be clear, we're not looking for people to volunteer for research studies. We're actually looking for people to volunteer to help us run our research program. So let me explain what we're talking about. So I am the chair at Princess Margaret of what's called the Research Ethics Board. So every study of a new drug that's done in patients has to be reviewed by what's called an ethics board to make sure that patient safety is assured and make sure that patients who go on the studies are properly informed and treated in an ethical manner. So we have a board of about 15 people. It includes medical specialists, legal, ethics, and we also need members of the public to sit on the board. So how much work is involved? We meet once a month. We meet for about 2 hours. And we typically will review between 5 and 12 research projects. And the reason that it's critical that we have members of the public is that we have scientists and statisticians who can look at, you know, the science of the study. But what we need is people who are a little bit removed from our system to kind of look at the study and say, if I was a patient, would this seem reasonable to me? Would this be safe? Would the appropriate protections be in place so that I still have access to all the other elements of medical care that I need? And I think people would honestly find this quite interesting. It would be an interesting introduction to the world of research. So in order to go on the board, you would require a little bit of training about clinical trials and about the ethics of clinical trials. And there's an online training system that you would go through. And then you would be supported and mentored for the first few months of your time on the board, just to make sure that you were comfortable. And I would also say, you don't need to be intimidated by feeling, well, I don't know enough about cancer research. We're not looking here for experts in cancer research. We're looking for reasonable people from the public who can look at the research being done and just to say, you know, if this was me or if this was my mother, would I be comfortable with them going on this type of a study?
Is there any particular background that would be helpful to have for people looking to do this?
Well, honestly, no. I mean, I think it's just people with the who are interested, who can commit the time to do it. In a way, what we don't want is we don't want people who have a particular issue or perspective that they're trying to put forward, if you know what I mean. We don't want advocates. We want people who can just look at things from a reasonable perspective and say, does this make sense? Would I be comfortable putting someone from my family on this study? That's kind of the perspective we need. And typically, when people come on these boards, the term is 3 years. And like I said, I think people would, one of the things if you're looking for volunteer opportunities is you want something that's meaningful, and you also want something where you'll learn something new. And I think this fits the bill on both counts. You'll find it interesting and you'll learn some new things about research. And you'll also learn about the exciting new world of cancer research, where there's a lot of very innovative therapies starting to come into the clinic.
Now, often when I receive things like this, you think, well, are they actually asking me to do this? And you are definitely not asking me to do this because I'm a former patient and an advocate proudly for Princess Margaret. So I do have a particular perspective. But so other people who, if they were patients at UHN, are they also not your favorite applicants?
Well, there's a whole set of regulations around this. So it's preferred that the person not be an active patient at Princess Margaret, again, because they'll have a perspective that might be slightly different than a member of the general public. So we're just looking for people. Can you have had other people in your family or friends who've had cancer? Absolutely. I mean, cancer, lots, we all have some experience with cancer in our family and friends. But if you're actively on cancer treatment, I think you're kind of in a different place. So that's what we're looking for. And then the process would be, do you want me to give the contact information for how people get hold of us, or?
Very quickly, yes. We'll post it as well. So.
Okay. So my colleague Anita Sengar, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, would be the contact person. Her email is Anita, A-N-I-T-A dot Sengar, Sengar dot UH at UHN dot CA. We can confirm that after the meeting. And then we'll phone you for a quick chat to kind of understand a little bit more about you and then sort of take it from there.
And how many
And
people
how
are
many people?
you looking for?
Well, I would say probably six. We have four research. UHN is a very big organization. Princess Margaret is just part of it. And so we have five separate research ethics boards, and we're always looking for interested public volunteers to serve on the board.
And again, family members, caregivers, informal caregivers, they're okay to apply for this.
Yeah, as long as you don't have a specific agenda about something related to the field, but and can just kind of provide that broad perspective, it'd be perfect. And I can assure you will find it interesting and you'll meet some interesting people.
I have no doubt. I'm sorry I'm not a candidate, but I think this is really good. And as I said, there's so much research, general research, that doing volunteer work really helps people, especially as they're older. So I think this is completely a win-win and an appropriate thing to talk about on Doctor's Day.
And you'll be part of the Princess Margaret family because, as Libby will tell you, it is kind of a family feel here, and you become part of a very big and a friendly family.
Okay, is there anything else you want to leave us with?
No, I think I appreciate people considering this, and if you reach out to us, we'll get in touch.
Okay, that is great. And we will be posting this on the Zoomer Radio YouTube channel and a bunch of other places. And thank you so much, Dr. Malcolm Moore.
Always good to chat, Libby.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's all the time we have for today. Free for All Friday is coming up tomorrow. There'll be a lot to talk about then. And that's all the time we have for today.